It's the Kim Monson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
I find that it takes work to get your brain around these ideas, and it takes work to engage in these conversations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
With what is happening down at the State House, I used to think that it was above my pay grade to read the legislation, and it's not.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
I see big danger in as much as we will be giving an unelected bureaucrat the power to make rules about what we inject into our body.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Let's have a conversation and happy new year. Welcome to the Kim Monson Show. I so appreciate each and every one of you joining us. Each and every one of you, you are valued. You're treasured. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And I really am just honored to get to do this every Monday through Friday. And then beginning this Sunday on KLZ 560, bringing over our America's Veteran Stories show that will be on from 3 to 4 p.m. on KLZ 560, as well as our FM station 100.7 FM. And we've got a very special guest to really kick this off, and that is Jim Blaine. He is a World War II Iwo Jima veteran, as well as he fought at the Battle of Tinian and the Battle of Saipan, a Marine, and also Paula Sarles, who is a Vietnam-era veteran and is just really spearheading the effort to remodel and refurbish the Marine Memorial out here in Golden, Colorado. But my gosh, we have a day planned for you today. It is Liberty Toastmasters Day on the Kim Monson Show. We thought this was a great way to kick off the new year. In studio with me is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver, Carol Baker. I wish we would have had actual camera here because she loves our initial music and she was rocking at this time in the morning. Carol Baker, I'm so glad to have you in studio.
Well, I'm glad to start my day here with you in person. Sometimes I'm starting my morning listening to the music, and nobody else is seeing me rocking out. But good to see you this morning, too, Producer Steve. I'm glad to be here.
We have an amazing day planned. Mm-hmm. Normally, when we do Liberty Toastmasters Day, we dedicate the third and fourth segment. But today, it is going to be our show. And Carol, I learned so much from what we call table topics at our Liberty Toastmasters meeting. It's impromptu speaking. Actually, we've given a suggested subject to each of the callers that's calling in. They don't have to do that.
That's all right. I appreciate that. Yes.
But it's 2 to 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's really great to be able to try to get your brain around an issue and then be able to speak about it in 2 to 3 minutes, and we have, I don't know how many, but we've got a bunch of people calling in, and I learned so much from everybody's different perspectives.
Oh, I do too. I've really appreciated it. And through Toastmasters, as we give people opportunity to learn public speaking, we give prepared speeches, and yet it's such a learning experience to do something at the moment and on a topic that we have to think on our feet, and we wonder how we sound then. And it was a good learning experience to speak impromptu.
I'm looking at this list of callers, and I'm just curious if there's anybody in Colorado who's not calling in.
That's right.
Oh, Producer Steven, you had that new board on Monday, and you're going to really be working it this morning for sure. Before we get into all of this, first of all, I cannot believe that it is New Year's Eve Day, and tomorrow is 2021. It's been such an amazing year. And Carol, I was thinking about what in 2021 is a resolution, if you will, and it's I want to live with more intention in my life.
Oh, that's going to be necessary. It's been coming all year long. One thing I want to be intentional about is what news I listen to, because during this past year, I've just really noticed the mainstream media is not to be trusted.
You think?
Right? But in this digital age, we have other opportunities for media. And I just
like the Kim Monson Show.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So as we move from one year to the next, I wonder if this is when we'll see a lot of mainstream public not putting as much stock into mainstream media. Let's just see if that changes from 20 to 21.
Searching for truth and clarity. I think we have talked about it a lot this year with Donald Trump. The veil has come off on so many different things, and we have a year here in front of us to live with intention. Before we get into all of this, Carol, living with intention, I think, also means we live with gratefulness, which means that we acknowledge that there is someone, some being, the divine provider that has provided all this to us. And I want to say thank you to this team that I get to work with, and that is producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, and the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. Producer Steve, you know how much I appreciate each and every one of you.
Well, you said something a while ago about getting your head around a subject before you can talk about it, and I thought, boy, that's a novel idea. Maybe I need to take that to heart.
I think that you do. We do that all the time. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests. We did pre-record the show tomorrow with my friend Reggie Carr. You will not want to miss it. We'll talk about what he has. He's looking forward into the future, the amazing story of his mother. And then also, he also has a nonprofit, My Mission Hope, and he helps feed hungry people. And we thought that was just a great way to kick off the new year. And then we are rocking and rolling right out of the shoot on Monday morning. You will want to see the guest that we have for next week. But we're going to go ahead and jump into this. And again, just another reminder, the debut of America's Veteran Stories on KLZ, and that will be from 3 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. I've had the great honor, Carol, of interviewing 140, 150, 160 World War II veterans. And when I say we live with intention, we have a responsibility. We have been given something, and we need to make sure that we preserve that. I did just give you our quote, and that is Ronald Reagan, the great communicator, because we're talking about communicating. And he said, it's hard when you're up to your armpits in alligators to remember that you came here to drain the swamp.
That's right. I like that. Thank you.
Shall we go ahead and jump into this, Carol Baker? I think our first guest is on the line. Who's that?
Well, we have Rick Rome with us first thing this morning, and I think that's an appropriate place to start. As president of Liberty Toastmasters, I was not elected because I already knew what I was doing. It's because people like Rick Rome saw that I could learn this year how to do this. I first heard about Toastmasters by overhearing a conversation between Rick and some of his friends a couple of years back. Rick, it's good to have you here this morning. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Carol, and thank you for those accolades. You're doing a great job as president. I couldn't ask for a better successor. As for 2020, I'm going to take the cheap shot early and say that 2020 is hindsight. Or hindsight's 2020.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's horrible, horrible, horrible. But 2020 was a year of extremes. And we saw those extremes manifest themselves between the true believers on the right, people like me who are truly believe in conservative values and stand in opposition to the Marxists on the left who are taking to the streets and burning down their communities, destroying homes, destroying businesses, trying to bring violence to the streets to a political end. And those two extremes really do illustrate what Kim was mentioning about the bail coming loose, because in the middle of all that, we have the undecided voters, the independent voters who were just trying to enjoy the blessings of liberty, raise their families, do the right thing, have their faith, whatever it is that they wanted to do that gave them joy and freedom in their life. And they're starting to see that there are agendas out there to take control over what it is we do and how we conduct ourselves. And I think they're awakening to that idea, to Carol's point as well, that they're turning away from some of the lies the media has been telling us. The thing I'm concerned about, though, is that we still have Republicans in office, and there's some good ones still, but there's some in there that think that their strategy for the coming year with this situation is to sit on their hands. And it reminds me of guys who are going to the nudie bar. And they sit on their hands, and the Democrats do the lap dance for them, and then they go home to their wives and say, here, honey, put on this wig. I still love you, baby. And that's kind of what they're doing right now. And I don't see a strategy where they're standing up for their community, standing up for their families, standing up for their values. But the future holds a referendum, I think. And I think that the people are going to rise up, and there's things that we can still do. We can restore election integrity.
Yes.
We can demand that the Dominion system be evaluated in Colorado, probably decertified because of the questions associated with it. We can clean up our voter rolls by allowing them to sunset, by allowing registrations to sunset with voter with state-issued identifications. We can also contact our members of Congress. We can contact our city council members. We can get involved and find out what they need to promote the values of freedom and promote a liberty-focused agenda rather than just chewing on them. So it's going to be an interesting year. I'm looking forward to it.
Rick Rome, there were some amazing nuggets in that little two-minute speech. I so appreciate that. And I wish you just a blessed 2021. I think what you're saying is we roll up our sleeves and we go to work. Rick Rome, thank you so much.
God bless.
I tell you what, that there were some real nuggets in there.
Right, right. He knew how to get them in there, make it interesting too, and
within
share with it.
2 minutes.
Love it.
Who's our next guest?
We have Christy Whaley on the line. And I tell you what, she was born patriotic, as she tells her story, that I have enjoyed her inspiration as I've had a chance to hear her at our Toastmasters meetings. Christy, good morning. I'm glad to have you here with us. Do you have any good news for us or bad news for us about 20 and 21?
Oh, I'm sorry. We cut out for just a moment. You were saying the bad and the good of 2021.
Yeah, good or bad? What's your thoughts?
I'd say bad. Overall bad. And in fact, I had a resolution for this year. It's get wisdom. The Bible tells us to get wisdom. And also, the Bible doesn't tell us this necessarily, but it also says, or I'm thinking, I've got to get brave. Because we've had this cancel culture that has come to the forefront, it seems like, this year. And the only reason that was able to come about is because we have a coward culture. And I don't want to be a coward anymore. I want to be able to stand up. And if I'm in a group of people and we don't think alike and I hesitate to get up and give my point of view, a lot of times it looks like I'm just acquiescing to what everybody is saying. And I have a word that I thought, my voice is cracking here. I have a word for 2020, and that word is irregularity. And talk about euphemisms. An irregularity, we're not talking about going to the bathroom. We're talking about the fact that irregularity in this case means evidence of fraud. And we have had massive amounts of evidence of fraud. And can you imagine if this had happened, what's happening to Trump, if the fraud that's happening to Trump in this attempt to steal the election had happened to Biden? I mean, America would now be a smoking rubble with tens of millions of dead bodies in the streets. So that's part of why I don't think 2020 is real whoopee. And the irregularity partly, too. This isn't evidence of fraud necessarily, except maybe it is. This whole COVID nonsense, I think it's nonsense. And this was a fraud perpetrated on the American people. So I'm going to get wisdom. I'm not sure how. You know, you can't go buy it in buy it off the shelf. But I can be brave by just like if I get the inclination to do something that makes me hesitate, I'm feeling intimidated. There's something I saw on a TED Talk. It says, give yourself 5 seconds. It's like a blast off. So you have the inclination to stand up and say something. And so you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. And you jump up and you say it. So that's going to be one of my techniques for being brave in 2021.
Christy, there's a lot of nuggets in your little 2 minutes there. Thank you so much. I wish you a happy new year.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
And her search for wisdom, really, that makes a lot of sense. Carol Baker, our next guest is on the line.
Do you know, I'm glad to have our next guest here, Bill Vetter. He's been in Toastmasters longer than I have. So when I came into Toastmasters as a guest, he was already there. As president, though, Toastmasters teaches that the president's job is really pretty easy if all the other roles, all the officers are doing their job. And Bill Vetter is our treasurer this year, and he's taken care of so many little nuts and bolts issues that I didn't even have to worry about. Bill, I really appreciate you, and I'm glad to have you on the show this morning. We've had a crazy 2020. Do you think 2021 is going to be any better?
Well, we certainly have had a crazy 2020. My viewpoint on 2020 starts 50 years ago, back in 49, in 1971. If you Google what the hell happened in 1971, you will find that there are enormous numbers of graphs and historical charts that all have a hockey stick point, and it's always 1971. And if you look back, well, what happened in 1971? In 1971, President Nixon severed the final link between gold and the U.S. dollar that had existed for, in money, period, but the dollar had it had been there for a couple hundred years. What happened in 2020, I think it's going to be marked in the future, much like 1971. In my view, what really happened in 2020 was that the link between science, medicine, and public health were also seismically changed by the politicization of the new flu, the coronavirus, COVID-19, the Wu flu, or the Chinese Communist Party flu. All the usual suspects, the mainstream media, the Democratic Party, the domestic and international people behind the globalist reset, all seized upon the flu to declare a pandemic. They blamed President Trump for every death, and that was just part of their four-year campaign to exorcise him from disrupting their utopian plans. They smashed liberty around the world. Maybe they didn't do it in Sweden, by closing businesses and house arresting people deemed non-essential. That smashed their economies as well as international travel, which is something that I love to do very much. I had my own personal trip planned to Japan last April, and it was canceled, and I'm very concerned that it won't happen this April either, and maybe the Olympics won't. In hindsight, I think whether it's in 2021 or 2031 or 2051, people are going to look back and say, what the heck happened in 2020? And unless we, the people who still appreciate why liberty and self-government enable more than a small elite to pursue happiness in their own ways, unless we continue to create better alternatives, the people in the future may not even be able to know what the hell happened in 2020. So that's my view on the year past.
Bill Vedder, some real nuggets there. Thank you so much.
All right.
Wish you a happy, happy new year.
Japan or not.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, I want to say Happy New Year's to one of my great partners, and that is Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations: Loveland, Aurora, Lone Tree, Westminster, and Colorado Springs. Go to HootersColorado.com for more information. We will have all of our new information for you on Monday morning about how they're trying to get through this scamdemic and make sure that they stay in business and have a great place for people to congregate, watch some sports, just be with friends. And they have all kinds of specials, to-go specials. Go to HootersColorado.com for more information. That's HootersColorado.com. We will be right back with Carol Baker, president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver.
Recently, rates in the mortgage market have hit near record lows. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial notes that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has created potential opportunities to refinance your mortgage that could save you thousands of dollars. And for those senior listeners who may be looking for another source of income, exploring a reverse mortgage with Lauren Levy may be a solution. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy has the experience to answer your questions. Call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup today.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Happy New Year. And we've got this great show planned for you today. In studio with me is Carol Baker. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. This is Liberty Toastmasters Day. And go to Toastmasters, the website, and just put in Liberty Toastmasters. You'll get information on both Liberty Toastmasters Denver as well as Liberty Toastmasters North. Carol, we are rocking and rolling today with some of our great guests. Who is our next one?
We have Victoria here with us. Victoria Partridge is someone I've met just recently. She seems to have experience with public speaking, but she's new to our club. We meet on Saturday mornings, the first and third Saturday of each month. And she's been with us lately. We are meeting live and virtual. So you can join us Saturday morning downtown, January 2nd, or join us by Zoom. So, Victoria, I'm so glad to have you here and participating with our club, and I'm really looking forward to having a chance to hear you in our meetings coming up. But what's on your mind about 20 and 21 coming up?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. 2020 for me was a really positive experience. It was a messy year in a lot of ways, but for me, it was really positive. I had the opportunity to be a candidate for HC2, a Republican candidate, here in the city and county of Denver.
I think you should run again.
I know. It was an honor to be of service to all the people of this district. I mean, to be of service to the members of your district is just, it's really awesome and amazing. And what a great experience that I had to learn from all the people. And I just want to continue to move into 2021 with that momentum of joy in my heart and feeling full and making sure, more importantly, that we stand together as a Republican Party, that we make sure that we hold accountable the men and women that have been elected to office here in the state to bring back the economy of Colorado. We need to make sure that our economy is brought back better than ever. We're having a lot of problems here, and we as the Republican Party need to come together. And I know that we can. I know that change is possible here, and I'm just really excited about 2021 that we can all. I really feel like the Republican Party, I mean, I'm getting together with you and many other people, and that we're coming together and saying, I want to make change. I want to do something. I want to get involved. And I think that's exciting.
Well, Victoria Partridge, you stepped forward and ran for office. I really do think that you should do that again. And thank you so much for joining us. And I wish you a very, very happy new year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Can you guys have a great day? Happy New Year.
Thank you. And she mentioned something. There was a headline that came across the AP yesterday. And Colorado, Carol, has moved from being in the top 10 economies in the United States to in the bottom nine. And you can see how bad public policy can really turn things around significantly. And I think that it is important that we keep an eye on that, because when people say, oh, it can't happen here in Colorado, it can. And we have so much of bad public policy going on here right now that we need to, as Victoria said, we need to be putting people into office, electing them into office that care about the American dream for everyday hardworking people. What do you think, Carol?
Well, I want to be sure I heard what you said. Did you say we had been out of 50 states, the economy in our state had been in the top 10? Now we're in the bottom 10.
Mm-hmm. And this was,
I did not know that. And I've always kind of taken some comfort in knowing, well, our state's doing okay.
Yeah. And this was by the Associated Press. It came out yesterday, and those are statistics from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. And it says we've gone from having the 10th best economy among the states in the second quarter to being the 9th worst economy in the third quarter. And so let's go ahead. Let's jump over here to Jason McBride. That's some very sombering news for Colorado right now, Jason.
Well, we seem to be getting plenty of that.
Yeah.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Jason. You are a senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management, a very valued partner of the Kim Munson Show. And you and I talked offline yesterday, and I hadn't really registered with me, but with the stock market at such highs, and today is the last day really to act on that, because I'm asking for the divine provider to have his hand on us. We need a miracle, and that miracle would be people standing up with courage, and that would be Supreme Court justices, congressmen, senators, to make sure that we have election integrity in this country. But if that doesn't happen to work out, if the divine provider has a different plan, and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are put into office, you are guaranteed your taxes are going to go up because they said so. And so today would be the last day that you could actually sell something, take a significant capital gain at these lower rates, but then you could buy it back the next business day, right, Jason?
Well, yeah, you can reset your cost basis that way. And when we talked about this a few days ago, Kim, I was having a brain fade for some reason. I was thinking maybe you had to wait 30 days to buy it back. I knew that was only if you had taken a loss, but has that ever happened to you? You know something, but all of a sudden you're not sure?
Yeah, that happens every day.
Well, all right. Well, so it really is interesting. And in one place that you could take advantage of that, that's been around since 2008 is actually there could be a 0% capital gain if you're in one of the lower two tax brackets. So, for example, Kim, a couple that's married filing jointly, the 12th or the lower tax brackets for them go up to about $80,000 of taxable income for 2020. So if after your income and then you take your standard deduction, if it looks like your taxable income is going to be $60,000, you could take gains on long-term gains on $20,000 worth of stock, and you would pay a 0% tax rate to do that. And then the next day you could buy that stock back and reset your cost basis at a much higher level. Because we're assuming in the future the tax rates are going to be higher. So any gains you've made from the time you bought that stock up till now, you can realize those, pay no tax at all, and then your new cost basis is whatever the stock is at today.
Well, a human nature would be that, oh, gosh, I don't want to lose any – this stock has done well. I don't want to lose any money. But if you take a look at it, and you might have a 15% plus – change in what you'd have to pay in taxes, you could take a 15% hit in the market and you'd still be whole. And so, again, we're not giving investment advice, but you might today take a look at that and you could sell it today, lock in this, reset your cost basis, and then you could buy it back the next business day. Jason, I think that's really brilliant that you brought that forward. And there's always nuggets of wisdom that you bring out every weekday when we at the bottom of the hour. Jason, I wish you and your family a very happy new year. People can reach you at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Jason, happy new year, and we're going to be back in the saddle. Tomorrow is a pre-record, and we've got great information there, and then we are back to work on Monday morning.
Sounds great, Kim. Well, you have a happy new year too, but not too happy.
Okay. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm in studio with Carol Baker. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. They are meeting on January 2nd. Stay tuned.
Predovich & Company understands that the COVID-19 Wuhan virus disruption has individuals and businesses scratching their heads with a variety of bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting questions. Predovich & Company knows that you need trusted professionals to help you navigate these choppy waters. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company can help clients anywhere in the United States. Call Predovich & Company at 303-791-3000 to organize your personal and business finances. Call 303-791-3000 today.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests, our most recent podcast, our most recent op-eds. And you can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. In studio with me is Carol Baker. She is the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. And actually, right out of the chute, Liberty Toastmasters Denver will be meeting on Saturday.
That's right.
They meet the first and third Saturdays of each month. And then Liberty Toastmasters North meets the second and fourth Saturdays of each month. And they meet up in Longmont. But we're going to be meeting this January 2nd.
That's right. We're going to start right up in person and over Zoom opportunities in the same meeting. And that's interesting because a lot of us are living life that way right now.
So it has both opportunities for that. If people want more information about Liberty Toastmasters Denver, they can go to liberty.toastmastersclubs.org. I think I got that right. Liberty.toastmastersclubs.org. And Carol, our next guest is on the line. And who is that?
Oh, wonderful. We have Kurt Gerwitz. Kurt is an example of someone who already has Toastmasters experience for years in other clubs and has recently come to our club, which brings to our club some experience in different roles, because each meeting we have opportunities to participate in different roles. Kurt, I've really appreciated having you around. And you know what? I've also enjoyed going out to lunch afterwards. We learn an awful lot there too, don't we?
Yes, it's a blast. I'll tell you, that's one of the benefits of this Toastmasters Liberty Club was getting to know Carol, and your first three guests there, Rick, Christy, and Bill, are some of the greatest speakers and the greatest people that I've ever come across, and I'm blessed to be invited into the group.
Well, and we're open to everyone, for sure, but to your point, Kurt, we become friends. We don't always agree on things, but there's this intellectual honesty of kicking these ideas around that I really, really appreciate.
Me too.
Yeah, as I reflect back on 2020, you know, I'm just, as a student of history, I'm not convinced that we should be as excited and happy for 2021 as we are. I have yet to be persuaded on what the hope is, but I have found some things in Denver. You know, I came up from New Orleans, Louisiana, and St. Louis before that, and my community in Toastmasters. It really helped me find my people here, and some of the things I've found I'm very excited about. There's the World Trade Center Denver is doing tremendous good work here, and I've landed my dream job over at Regis University, where I'm teaching the best finance course in Colorado at the MBA program there called Anderson Reports. We look at publicly traded companies that are headquartered in Colorado only. So there's about 100 of those companies, and two-thirds of them are small cap. And so we look at them, and the students have this, you know, I'm personally on a mission to facilitate transformative experiences. And Toastmasters has provided that for me and a platform to help others do that as well. But this MBA at Regis can do that for people. And I've found also this nonprofit called Space for Humanity. They're headquartered here in Denver, and they are facilitating the democratization of space, they call it. You can go up and have we're trying to put civilians and politicians into space, and there's a joke to be made about
that. Yeah, Kurt, I was just thinking that's wide open.
Whether we should bring them back or not, but the idea is that when you see Earth from that perspective, it has been a transformative experience for our astronauts, and we could, I think we could really improve the quality of life here on Earth if we take our own spirituality into our hearts and are able to approach life with love and gratitude, like you mentioned up top also.
Well, Kurt Gerwitz, thank you so much. And there's some great nuggets in each of our guests that have been joining us. There's some great nuggets, and there's some great nuggets there, Kurt, that you shared with us. I wish you a very happy, prosperous 2021. We've got a lot of work to do. And one of the first places that we do that is through communication, Kurt.
True.
Yes, thank you, Kim. You too.
Okay. You know, that's one of our fillers. We also we work to try to get rid of fillers like you know.
Yes.
And so, and I
hear Christy Whaley's good at that, and she gives us good words to use instead.
She does give us good words to use instead. But being able to communicate. Mm-hmm. Our quote for today was from Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan and Maggie Thatcher and John Paul II came together, and with words, they brought down the Berlin Wall, and they basically brought down communism in the Soviet Union. And getting up two Saturdays a month and going to Liberty Toastmasters can seem like a real effort, but to get our brains around issues and then also to be able to communicate them, that is really where the battle is, Carol Baker.
It is, and when you say it's a challenge or whatever to be there on Saturday mornings, it's because there are so many other things we could be doing. And there are other clubs who meet different times of day, whether it's lunches or evenings or whatever. There are so many things we could be doing. But it's been interesting for me that I've known how to talk a long time. And I think, Kim, you can tell, I know how to talk. But it's been interesting for me to learn how much there is to learn about speaking.
And communication.
And right. The communication, it's going to come in written form. It's going to come in speaking form. It's going to come in that nonverbal, but it's been really valuable.
Well, it really has been. And the first time that I did table topics at Liberty Toastmasters,
what was that like?
I was terrified. I was concerned. I really had never done much public speaking. And I wish I would have gone, been in debate class in school, because I think that you learn so much from that. And then I had been doing some public speaking, and I had crashed and burned at a nonprofit charity event that been co-chair of. Uh-oh. And I crashed and burned, and it really affected my confidence.
Oh, it can. But you know, when you talk about table topics, I'm even thinking about things like the times when we go out for lunch afterwards and visit a little bit. If there are six or seven of us around the table, I can hear a topic come up, and as the conversation goes on, maybe topics change a little bit. It gives me maybe a couple of minutes to think about any comment I may want to make. But that's all. I didn't know when I got up that morning. I didn't know earlier in the week to prepare remarks. These are things I'm having to think of kind of as the conversation's developing, and we only get a little bit to do. And I'm appreciating those opportunities to learn how to speak in those situations. I think Christy Whaley referred to that earlier today. If we're quiet, it sounds like we're acquiescing. Is that the word she used today? Acquiescing?
I'm not sure if she did, but she is a great wordsmith, which I mean
yes,
that in
is.
A very complimentary manner, because she loves words. She loves the way we communicate. And I've learned so much from her. You mentioned one other thing, and that is that typically, of course, we have all this craziness going on right now with all this COVID-19 thing, but we typically would get together and go to lunch afterwards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So during the meeting, we never judge on any of the content. We're judging on the delivery, how that person is communicating. But when we go to lunch afterwards, we might say, you know, I'm not sure I agree with you on this or that, or let's push back on this, or let's revisit that.
Right. And I do appreciate that actually we have a little bit of competition going on in each of our meetings, where we can compete and get ribbons for who our best speaker is of the day, or actually even other roles that we have to perform. But for the prepared speeches, we can have a competition for best speaker. And we actually rate that not on who is just a wonderful, masterful speaker. It's what our goals are for the day, what our goals are for that day. So did we meet our goals? Some of us, it may just be get through 3 minutes without having a panic attack.
It is.
And sometimes we can say our goals are make eye contact or, you know, and whatever little goals. And did we meet those? And that's how we're choosing who did the best job that day. Did they meet their goals?
Now, you speak of ribbons,
mm-hmm.
and not everybody gets a ribbon.
No.
They don't. So we are highly competitive.
Yes, we are.
And whenever I win a ribbon, whether or not it's best speaker,
mm-hmm.
or table topics,
mm-hmm.
or best evaluator, those
yes.
are three really important things, I actually treasure those.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, because I feel like I've earned it, because we have such a great group of communicators.
Well, and as I do it longer, I find there is more to earning that. I didn't feel that way at first. I thought, well, we can all talk.
But there's a difference between talking
is.
And communicating.
Yes, there is. So once I learned that, I've come to appreciate them more, too. And all those roles are important. The evaluators are listening. And to be a good evaluator also is part of being a good supervisor in the work world too,
mm-hmm.
and we need those roles, those skills in other aspects of our life. But this is actually teaching us, because there are little courses, little training modules that we can get from Toastmasters that teach us this. We're not just going in and doing it again and again and again until we get desensitized of the fear of standing up in front of people. No, Toastmasters has a curricula. a curriculum to follow that we can learn these steps and practice them.
It's interesting you'd bring up the evaluation component of the meetings that we have. So how that works is somebody will sign up to be a speaker, and then there will be someone that will be assigned to evaluate that speech. And then we have this table topics, which is the free-for-all over here. I served for City Council on City Council from 2012 to 2016. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult when you are sitting on the dais at City Council and you may have either a colleague make a point that you may see it differently, or you may have a citizen that may come in with public comment. Mm-hmm. And I realized, to Christy's point, is to remain quiet doesn't really do anything. What did she call that? The coward culture. I thought that was one of the...
As opposed to cancel culture?
Yeah, the coward culture. And so the evaluation component of the Liberty Toastmasters really helped me when I was going to address someone with whom I wanted to make the opposite point. And I've really felt that was such a gift to me from Liberty Toastmasters, because it gave me the confidence to do that. What's your final thought on that before we get ready to go to break?
I am so glad that we were taught how to evaluate. And one of the methods they teach is something that we learn in the corporate world too, is sandwich a piece of constructive criticism between two other positive things that person's going to want to hear. And we really grow. I really appreciate it.
And it may be. You've really improved upon your eye contact. There were fewer fillers that you normally used. You might consider this to improve, and then you come, like you say, the sandwich method, come back with something that is positive. And that is, I mean, you can take that to parenting. You
yes,
can take
true.
It to the corporate world, the nonprofit world, speaking with friends. But as we go into 2021, my friends, we cannot be cowards. We've got to cancel the coward culture and be bold, but be respectful and reasonable. And if you're improving on your communication skills, you can do that. Carol, we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, I get to work with these wonderful sponsorship partners. And one of those is Hal and Linnea Herkey with Castlegate Knife and Tool. They are located in Sedalia, Colorado. They are a family-owned business. And they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. I would suggest you go to their website, castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. But be sure, when you're looking for gifts for any of those important people on your gift list, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, or whatever, or just something special, wedding gifts, go to castlegate.com. They will make you look like you really put a lot of thought into that. We'll be right back with another one of our great Liberty Toastmasters. That's Greg Morrissey. Stay tuned.
Karen Levine has over 30 years in the real estate industry. The reaction to the COVID-19 Wuhan virus is presenting unprecedented and unpredictable opportunities and challenges in buying or selling your home. That is why you need to work with award-winning realtor Karen Levine. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine today at 303-877-7516. Karen's expertise will help guide you through this crazy real estate market. Call Karen Levine at 303-877-7516 today.
Do we have a treat for you? Kim Munson here. Sunday is the debut of America's Veteran Stories on KLZ. Our guests are World War II Marine veteran Jim Blaine and Vietnam-era Marine veteran Paula Sarles. Jim Blaine was just a kid when he joined the Marines. Sunday is part one of our interview. Jim fought at several World War II Pacific battles, Tinian, Saipan, and Iwo Jima. Jim brings history alive because he lived it. Tune in Sunday, 3 to 4 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM. Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Check out our website, kimmunson.com. Producer Steve, that spot you just did for America's Veteran Stories that starts this Sunday, 3 to 4 on KLZ, that is just awesome. Just a quick thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump in here. Carol Baker, you are the president of Liberty Toastmasters Denver. Who is our next guest?
Well, our next guest is actually from the other Toastmasters Club, Liberty Toastmasters up north. And Greg, although you and I have not met, I'm going to have to make a point of getting up there and visiting your club. I've heard you on these programs with Kim Monson. So I feel like I'm getting acquainted with you. I just want to meet you in person at one of these meetings. I'll have to get up there. But Greg, thanks for being on. And can you tell us what you have in mind about 2020 going out and 2021 coming in?
Some of the ad you just had for the military, because I'm ex-military myself, just gave me goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the stuff I see, and I'll make sure I listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I'm concerned about, and it's with the current state of the economy. And I just saw yesterday, I live up in Boulder County, which is in Longmont, and Boulder County is laying off another 129 people.
Wow.
And so some things here are changing, going to change fast. And if they continue down this path, how long is this going to take? And I was doing my research here, and I've got my little book on the Constitution, and I want to quote, read you a quote by Thomas Jefferson. And he says, "I, however, place economy among the first and most important republican virtues, and public debt as the greatest of dangers to be feared. To preserve our independence, we must not let our rulers load us with perpetual debt. I am for our government rigorously frugal and simple." And I think that needs to go out big time. What I saw about that last budget that the federal government just passed, just shy of 6,000 pages, and the money's going to whom?
I know.
Mm-hmm. You have. I'd like to make people more aware, and they need to get out there and contact their politicians. Hey, take care of our own backyard first.
Mm-hmm. Greg Morrissey, you have nailed it. And I know Carol Baker is going to be coming up to visit you up at Liberty Toastmasters North. I so appreciate you. And as Carol said, you are a regular when we do Liberty Toastmasters Day. I thank you, and I wish you a very happy new year.
You too.
Take care.
We all need to have a very successful Happy New Year and get to know God. He's the most important relationship.
No kidding.
You've nailed it. Okay. Carol Baker, who is our next guest?
Oh, someone who's becoming a good friend, actually, Lisa Carnahan. Again, she is one of our officers this year. Lisa, remind me, are you vice president of membership this year?
Yeah, that's correct.
That was a role that Bill Vetter was in a year ago. There are about 6 different club officer roles, and I appreciate you doing that. You have much more experience with Toastmasters than I do. Just because I'm president doesn't mean I have more experience. So I really appreciate you being a friend when I need somebody to tell me, you know, this is what we need to be doing, Carol. Thank you, Lisa. And tell us what you have on your mind about 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, good morning, Kim and Carol. I was thinking about one of Kim's ideas of freedom versus force.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought 2020 was a tough year. You know, COVID is bad. Anytime that people aren't feeling well or their lives are being threatened, that is something we need to be concerned about. But I think our government response was even worse. I think that, you know, people left to pursue their own freedom will make great choices for themselves. And when the government forces them to do something, that they really take away that ability for individuals to make good choices for themselves. And I wanted to just kind of focus in, because I think I could get carried away talking about various things that were hard to deal with during 2020. But I just wanted to look at, like, the what freedom does for us. You know, there's NASA, which is explorations into space, that's forced. You know, people are forced to pay for those explorations into space. And this year, Elon Musk came along and sent astronauts into the space station. And he, through SpaceX, was the first private entity to put a satellite into Earth's orbit, the first to land and reuse rockets that they've successfully returned, and they were the first to have astronauts launched by a private firm into space. And I think we forget to look at how individuals are resourceful and how they're productive and how, when given freedom, they can really succeed. So I thought that's a good thing to think about. as we go on into 2021 that, you know, there's going to be bad things that are going to happen. We are going to have our freedoms impeded, and we've got to stay focused on what we can do and, you know, ask ourselves, what can we do? I think that we see evidence of people being resourceful individuals, pursuing their freedom. You know, we need to focus on what we are as individuals can do to be productive, make sure we're pursuing our passions and our values in our lives, help keep our friends' restaurants and small businesses open, make sure we're supporting people who perpetuate freedom, and that we get involved and become very active.
Well, Lisa Carnahan, to that point, I think what you just said is, with the American idea, the sky's the limit.
Yes.
That was inspiring. Yes, I wish you a really happy new year, and you are one of my treasured friends as well, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye.
And who's our next guest?
We do have a guest who is my counterpart in the Liberty Toastmasters North, and that is Marshall Dawson. We have had the chance to meet. And it's interesting to see someone else who is in the same role, and that is part of the building opportunities and experience that I have with Toastmasters. Marshall, thank you for coming alongside me and giving me some guidance, too. So what do you have to say today about your thoughts of 2020 going out and 2021 coming in?
Well, good morning, Carol. I have to say that, you know, I'm still kind of reeling from not being with my family for Christmas this year.
Aww.
So as I wind down 2020, I've been engaging in a little detail therapy. So this is a true story. My latest purchase is a new file and a whetstone. And last night I was out in the garage working on a hatchet, and I have an old axe to work on next. And I'm sure the Castlegate is cringing when I say that.
Right,
that's
I wondered.
That's what I'm working on right now.
So you're saying you have an axe to grind.
Oh, well... That too, yeah. But looking back on 2020, it's just so heart-wrenching watching Americans stripped of their livelihoods and, you know, their self-worth and at the hands of our own government. And we're kind of already past that point of if you like your restaurant, you can keep your restaurant.
Yeah.
And yet it's also shocking to see the vast numbers of Americans who have put their full faith into government's judgment.
Oh.
And this has really hit home for me, the idea of constitutional government and of limited government, that idea is very precarious. That notion is only as good as the politicians that we elect and the judges that they appoint. But I have to say that 2020 has had some good times, too. So just last week, two friends treated me to a birthday dinner in Cheyenne. I call that my freedom steak.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it really felt odd watching people acting normally. And, you know, I say that, but nobody was being irresponsible. But yet it's a clear contrast in how two governments view their constituencies. On one hand, people need to be ordered to obey, versus on the other, you have an informed people who can be trusted to make reasoned decisions. So as I wrap this up, for 2021, I'm going to give you a hope, a prediction, and a recommendation.
Okay.
Number one, a hope that enough electoral votes can be challenged or decertified and that we can see the power of the Constitution at work. Now let's have the presidential election gets into the House. Number two, I predict that the vaccine is not going to be the ticket to life getting back to normal. I think that governors and that health commissioners and people like Fauci, I think that they have tasted too much authority and they're not going to give it up willingly. I think that we're only going to be able to win by making clear arguments because we still have to win lots of hearts and lots of minds, at least here in Boulder County. So number three, a recommendation, and this is to all listeners. So just like I'm out in the garage working on that, on grinding that axe and sharpening those tools, commit to sharpening your own tools and honing your skills in this next year. Come join us in this fight. Carol, you and Kim said earlier that Toastmasters is not simply about public speaking, but we practice communicating. So
right.
I want to invite listeners to come check out one of our two clubs in Longmont or Denver, preferably Longmont, of course. But there you're going to find an inviting and supporting environment, and I think you'll really enjoy being around like-minded people.
Oh, most definitely. Marshall Dawson, thank you so much, and I wish you a very happy new year.
Happy new year to you.
Okay, and our next guest is Wes Pinshot. He is our last Liberty Toastmasters for today. We're bumping up against the clock. Wes, welcome to the show. What's your thoughts on 2020, 2021?
Hi, Kim. Well, Oh, boy. Now, yeah, this is an example of stage fright, I guess.
Sure,
but anyway,
sure.
I need to be honest and say I'm not acquiescing with everybody who's saying that Trump is wonderful.
And you wouldn't be alone in that.
And Wes, and I apologize, we only have about a minute left. And this is one of the beauties of Liberty Toastmasters is we don't always agree. So give us a minute here, and because we're just bumping up against the clock.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that in 2020 we voted to get rid of him. And I'm sorry that what we get instead is Joe Biden, but this is limited choices that we have. I have never, gone along with the Republican get-alongers who, despite in the primaries saying never Trump, this guy's a big jerk and a boob, and he's not going to... bring us liberty.
Wes, unfortunately, we have to stop just because I'm up against the clock, not because we may see things differently. I so appreciate you calling in today.
Me too. Right. Me too. And we'll talk more at our next meeting, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, most definitely. Carol, thank you so much for being in studio.
It's been a pleasure.
And I wish you a very happy new year.
And if you need help being reminded it's 2021, I can come over tonight and bang some pots and pans.
There you go. Okay, and Ronald Reagan said that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. My friends, today, be grateful. Read great books. Think good thoughts. Listen to beautiful music. Communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals. And like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you. And God bless America.